Inside on Business the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. It is Friday, and of course, every Friday we try to bring in Cheryl. We just bring her kicking and screaming into the studio so that she can share with us the stuff about Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. And of course, Michael Tallman's here with us as well. Yay. All right, what's going on this week? Hey, welcome back.
Well, thanks.
Have a nice week?
Yeah, I mean, it's officially fall, I think.
Is it? Already?
It is
cold
out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think we're going to make it until the end of the month.
I'm so happy I can break out my corduroy jacket again.
Oh, corduroy. Oh, man. Like 70s all the way.
It's very corduroy.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I think there's some sort of football game this weekend, too.
Is there?
Something?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Maybe something about,
where are they playing soccer at?
Soccer.
Football.
Yes. Yeah, somewhere, you know, Ames in Iowa. I don't know.
That's
something like that.
Something for jocks.
Yeah, you know, it's just
Let's eat something.
Yeah. I just think it's so funny that people plan their, like, social life around these football games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, a kid has a birthday party. No kids are going to be there if they schedule at 2:30 on the 13th at all. No friends at this birthday party. No.
And it's something that we live with here in the state.
Yeah. Well, anywho, so, you know, if football
Are there other things going on?
Maybe. If football is not taking up your weekend, I mentioned last week Center Grove Orchard is open. There's a ton more of these popping up everywhere. Well, some of them have been around for a while. Geisler Farms, that's in Bondurant. They have a 10-acre corn maze out there.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you can get lost, you know, and call 911 to help you out.
Just the thing we want to do. Yeah.
If you can get cell reception out there.
If you can get cell reception. Yeah, 10 acres of corn maze. I don't know.
I've been there. They're a really nice place, and they have a nice pumpkin area there, too, that you can go out. We got our pumpkins from there last year.
Very nice.
Did the carving and all that around this time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what, I mean, it is time. Mm-hmm. It is, the weather is, you know, it's not normal.
And, and we will have, mark my words, somewhere down the line in the next couple of weeks, we'll have some 80 and 90 degree temperatures. You watch.
Oh, you bet. I'll take you up on that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just enjoy those when we can. All right. Well, you know, it's still summer, a little bit, so they still have summer events going on, like Unwind down at Gray's Lake. That's tonight. You can still drink some sangria, have some beer.
In a parka.
In a parka, yeah. You know, the weather's not cooperating, but, you know, you got to get it out of the way now before it snows, you know.
Sangria at Gray's Lake.
Bring a blanket and cuddle.
There you go.
Gray's Lake, 5:30 to 8:30. That's right now. Free admission. Go down there and enjoy that. If you do want to do something inside, you can maybe go see Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf at the Des Moines Social Club. Yeah. Very cool.
Repertory Theater of Iowa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is playing starting.
The actor knows.
That's
these.
Right. Yes. He knows all about this. But this, you know, very, very cool. And you can go see that starting tonight at 7:30. And I think it's playing all the way through the 28th. So if you can't get there tonight, you can see it anytime this month. Very cool. Let's see. Oh, this is the last weekend of the Des Moines Renaissance Fair.
Yes, out at the Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did go this weekend.
Did you?
Yes, very fun.
Did you dress up?
I did not dress up, but my son was very angry with me that he did not dress up. He had no idea why he wasn't dressed up. So it was a very good time.
You could have been Lady Cheryl.
I could have been, yes. I did have to buy him a bow and arrow, so we've been doing some archery practice.
Going to have a little Robin Hood on your hands?
Maybe. Our dog didn't survive very well, the bow and arrow, but it's okay. He'll get over it. So go check that out. It's Pirates and Wenches weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah, so this is like the best weekend, I think.
Oh, I wonder. I have a good friend who works for the Department of Agriculture, and they go to many of the Jimmy Buffett things and pirate things, and she calls herself a pirate wench.
Interesting. Well, I bet she's going to be down there this weekend.
And her husband always goes wearing kilts. It's very interesting.
Yeah, a kind of cool thing they were doing, they had like those rocks with the crystals in them, and they were calling them dragon eggs.
Oh.
And they were having, you know, doing little magic tricks and having dragons come out of them. Very cool, very cute. Like, the whole family will love that.
Yeah, so. Just a quick shout out then to Robin Prusner and her husband. And go be a wench, Robin.
Go be a wench.
Yes,
and great food, too. You know, yeah, you have to eat your turkey leg and all that fun stuff. Anyway, also this weekend is the Multicultural Fall Festival at the Forest Avenue Library. This sounds very cool. Games, they're going to have a parade, prizes, giveaways, and the best part, multicultural food.
There you go.
There you go. Food from all cultures at the Forest Avenue Library.
I like it.
Yeah, this is Saturday, September 13th, 11 to 3.
Maybe like Indian food and... some type of Asian fair.
Yeah, and, that would be, you know, different cultures.
Different cultures,
yeah,
yes.
Mm-hmm. All at the Forest Avenue Library.
Cool.
That sounds very fun.
Yummy.
Oh, actually, it's Forest Avenue Library and Evelyn K. Davis Park. So,
oh, really?
1326 Forest Avenue.
I know exactly where it is.
Fantastic. So you can go.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, I mean, and that ends right about when the game starts. So,
oh, so you can still do the cultural food and still take in
exactly
football.
Exactly. Like tailgate at the Multicultural Fall Festival.
Idea.
Look at that. Your whole day is planned.
See? That's you.
Yes.
My bride is going on tomorrow. She's going on a 100-mile bike trip.
Yeah, good for her. Good for her.
A century ride.
I heard a lot of people are not going because they want to watch the game. So
that could be true. Yeah,
they'll have to make stops at the local bars on the way.
There you go.
Yes. Also going on this weekend, also Saturday, September 13th, the 2014 Des Moines Fashion Expo. This is at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., $5 general admission, or you can get a VIP admission for $10. I'm not really sure what that gets you at a fashion show. Maybe a glass of wine or something, hopefully. I don't know. But
picture snapped with the models.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, that would be exciting. The Spring Fashion Expo is a visual celebration of extraordinary talent in the Des Moines metro area.
There you go.
Yeah, very fun. So if fashion is your thing.
Speaking of talent, did you hear the story that we had yesterday about Des Moines being number one in the nation, according to Women's Health Magazine and Yelp, as far as food?
I did read that. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, cool. Up and coming.
And you're one of the people that helps promote that.
That I do. I do. And if you want to promote your business, just go ahead and contact me at
Play Love
Des Moines, and I can help promote your business. Yes. Also going on this weekend, also Saturday, Apple Fest at Living History Farms.
Apple cider.
Yes, apple cider.
Apples
apple
on
donuts.
A stick.
Apple sauce, apple pie.
Apple slush. Have you tried that? Oh, the apple slush.
Apple slush.
So good. You can get it at the fair every year, but then you can also get it at like Center Grove and Geisler Farms, all of these places that I'm going to be telling you about throughout
apple
September.
Slush. My calorie intake increases exponentially every time you're on this show.
I know, it's so bad, isn't it?
You're an enabler.
I know, mine too, which is the problem. Anyway, check out Apple Fest at Living History Farms this weekend, 9 to 4 on the 13th. Admission $14 for adults, $8.50 for kids, and members are free.
Yay.
Members are free. Fantastic. All right, I've got one more. Do we have time for one more? Or
we have time?
We got time for one more.
All right.
Okay, this one, not quite as exciting for the adults, but if you have kids that are, 4 or 5 years old, you're going to be at this one. Day Out with Thomas at the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad.
Is this Thomas the Tank Engine?
Thomas the Tank Engine. We just made
what
Michael
do you mean not fun
excited.
For adults?
Oh, no. Sorry about that. Well, I knew Mike, the other Michael, wouldn't be quite as excited.
You know this, huh?
Oh, I grew up watching Shining Time Station and Thomas the Tank Engine. I mean, granted, I was a kid. I wasn't a teenager watching this at home. You know, but yeah, I grew up
loving
this.
This is the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad.
Yeah,
huh?
And this is actually very, very cool. They dress up the train as Thomas, and kids have the experience of riding Thomas the train. It's fantastic.
I've seen this before, and I had some family friends that went to it, and they said it's a wonderful time out.
Yeah.
They just go all the way to really make it an immersive experience.
And when is this show?
They really do. So this is... So they have it a couple weekends now, so it's this weekend, so today, tomorrow, and Sunday, and then next weekend as well. And this actually sells out really fast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have tickets for this weekend, go online right now to the Boone and Scenic Valley Railroad website and get your tickets for next weekend, because your kids and you are going to love this.
All right. That's Cheryl Tessier, ladies and gentlemen. She is Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. She comes in each and every Friday to talk about what's going on here in the metro. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Michael Tallman. Yay, Michael Tallman.
Yay.
Monica Murray, Dustin Halderson, Mark McDowell, Jimmy Olson, the voice of Insight on Business, Mary Sayer, and of course, Cheryl Tessier. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.